This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. I want you to be, because if you're not part of the solution, you know how it goes. You're part of the problem, right? Real simple stuff. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being engaged, being involved, making a difference. Right? Go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, where, you know, again, all kinds of deals here. Mike Lindell's on your team. He's on your side. He wants to make sure that, you know, business gets done here in this country. He keeps his people working in American plants. Come on, it ain't that hard. Right? They got pillowcases. Yeah, I do this all the time. They've got pillowcases. They've got sheets. They've got, come on, help me out here. What else they got? They've got sheet covers, mattress covers, slippers. I mean, go there. Doggy beds. All kinds of stuff. You know, some of you guys, if you screwed up this weekend and you forgot it was Mommy's Day, just head over there and make it up. You can make it up. Moms are very forgiving. I have one. I know. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know who's going to join me after the break is Brad Dacus. A lot going on in the Supreme Court. A lot going on with, you know, Justice Clarence Thomas. They're trying to get him to resign because they need that extra vote. You know how it works, right? Because they're really not, they're not constitutionalists. They can care less about the Constitution. They just want one of their guys in there so they can make it work. You know what I mean? I mean, seriously. Enough. We're not doing that anymore. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-556. Look, if you're just joining us, it's National Police Week, May 15th through the 21st, here in the United States, right? Now, some of you, for some odd reason, can't stand them. Right? I don't feel that way. I love that they're around. I love that they're protecting me. All right, and let me tell you what, plain and simple, you can always, you know, change the station. I'm not interested in the nasties you have to say on the people that, as much as you hate them, you can't stand them. You know what happens when the crap hits the fan and you dial 911? One of those people you can't stand and you hate is going to show up to save your story behind. Show a little respect wouldn't kill you. The squad, I love these people. Because you know why? They never let me down. They don't. You know why? Yeah. Because they're always asinine. Always. Now, squad Dems vote against honoring police officers that were killed in the line of duty. Was that nice of them? So sweet people. Two members of the progressive group that we call the squad were the only Democrats to vote against the resolution that memorialized police officers killed in the line of duty and expressed condolences to their loved ones. During a vote on Monday, the recognizing National Police Week, represented, now, I probably could give you 100 guesses and you'd get it in your first two, I would hope, or your first four anyway. During the vote on Monday, Rashida Tlaib of Michigan and Cori Bush of Montana, they are the only nays heard from the House floor as the chamber voted on a pro-law enforcement resolution. The resolution, which passed unanimously with support from Republicans and nearly all Democrats, you know, amended Resolution 363, titled to read, Memorializing Law Enforcement Officers Killed in the Line of Duty. Now, in passing, its passing honored the 556 law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty, including 224 officers in 2022, as well as 332 officers killed in previous years whose stories were, you know, recovered during 2022. Now, the resolution, you know, they not a lot of power. But it puts it out there so at least people know where you stand and that we definitely care about you. We care about your health. We care about how you've been taken care of, with the exception of two boneheads. So I wonder if, here, let's insult a larger group, okay? Now, we are a representative government, are we not? That means our representatives should be voting in the way their community would like them to vote, both the things they should vote for and the things they should vote against. So apparently, Representative Rashida Tlaib out of Michigan, a Democrat, the Michiganians in her district don't like police. They don't want any part of them. Maybe that's the truth. Right? And then you've got, who's the other one? Oh, Cori Bush, a Democrat out of Montana. Maybe the same thing there. Maybe those people in Montana, they want nothing to do with police. They don't want to honor them in any way. Now, the amendment opposed, the Democrats expressed unwavering support for law enforcement, offered condolences and solemn appreciation for the loved ones lost. The resolution vowed that the House of Representatives would acknowledge that police officers and other law enforcement personnel, especially those who have made the ultimate sacrifice, should be remembered and honored every year. That was in your host. Don't go far. Lumber coming up after the break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Life Line right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Mesina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. We're having issues connecting with Brad this evening. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time you spend, you know, again, being engaged and being involved. Right? Anyhow, yeah, bunch of comedians in the chat room. It definitely, so you enjoyed birthing people's day? Good, glad to hear it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us. Yeah, and it's true. So somebody just posted in the chat room, you know, Newsom can't figure out why people are leaving California. I mean, does that really show you how out of touch these people are? How much they really don't understand what the needs of the people are as a whole. I mean, in all sincerity, really. Again, as I said before, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, let's hit some of these. A judge blocked part of the New Jersey handgun carry law. Basically gave a soft win to two Second Amendment advocates, as well as he should have. We shouldn't need a win, you know? Federal judge on Tuesday blocked part of New Jersey's new handgun carry law that barred weapons from being carried in so-called sensitive places and halted a new insurance mandate that the law sought to institute. The Second Amendment right groups have filed a suit against the law, hailed the opinion as a victory. While spokesman for the Democrat-controlled legislature's leaders, Phil Murphy, he stood by the law. State Attorney General Matt Platkin has already filed an appeal to the chief U.S. district judge. I mean, hopefully this will make it to the Supreme Court, too. The court order blocked state officials from enforcing the law, which barred lawful carry of firearms in certain places. Among the places covered by the judge's orders are within 100 feet of a certain public gathering, zoos, bars. Oh, God, you wouldn't be able to go anywhere. Especially, I mean, New Jersey, it's not California. You walk down the street on the sidewalk, you're going to pass public gatherings. You're going to pass a bar. You're going to pass a restaurant. What are you supposed to do? Walk down the middle of the street? The judge order also blocked an insurance mandate for firearm carriers that was scheduled to take effect in July. The order blocks only part of the law, which Murphy signed last year, days before Christmas. And the judge wrote that she found most of the law permitting requirements to be consistent with the Second Amendment. We'll see what happens when it makes it to the, Supreme Court. This nation has historically disarmed dangerous individuals or individuals who couldn't endanger the public with a firearm, with some exceptions. Chapter 131 firearm permitting scheme generally adheres to the historical tradition and aims to keep firearms out of the hands of those who could harm the public. Right. Sure. It's just amazing. I mean, seriously, they're chomping and chewing away at this, and they really believe that again, the Second Amendment doesn't have a whole bunch of caveats carved out in it, right? Again, let's just be honest about it. It doesn't. So why do you get to allow to pretend that it does? Why do they get to allow or pretend that it does? I find it crazy. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Brad Dacus joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with me. Brad is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, thanks for joining me.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Thank you, Joe.
Hey, I don't know, by the way, people, usually you let somebody know what you're going to talk about, but Brad's, he's so good at what he does. I just throw stuff at him, cold turkey. So I don't know if he's up on this one, but did you hear about the judge that blocked part of the New Jersey handgun carry law, handing a tentative win to the 2A advocates? And basically a new law that they passed said that you know how places like New York and Boston, these big cities are, old cities especially, the law would bar anybody from carrying a gun, even if they lawfully were able to carry, with 100 feet of certain gatherings like zoos, bars, restaurants, entertainment facilities, and a whole bunch more. Now, I said, if you're walking down the street in Jersey or Boston or even New York City, small community, chances are really good you're going to walk past a bar and or a restaurant. I mean, you're supposed to walk in the middle of the street, supposed to cross all the way over to the other side. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous, don't you think? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, I do. And the United States Supreme Court actually ruled not that long ago on the issue that that people under the Constitution, the right to bear arms, does not just mean bear arms in your home, like New York was trying to push, but actually you could bear arms outside your home. So if effectively, if the effect of this, of these little restrictions are such that it effectively prevents someone from bearing arms outside their home, then it could be struck down. And it sounds like that may be the case, especially as you just described it. That sounds very difficult for people to bear arms and yet have any kind of life outside their home in any real material way.
Yep, you're right. So I have, people have been sending me little what ifs and that kind of stuff. And one of the things I think is interesting, somebody reached out and said, "Hey, listen, if a teacher is kind of pressured to resign, and not for a negative thing, but because she kind of whistle blew what was going on in a particular district, and then that in that agreement was that teacher couldn't run for a school board." They sent me that, and I said, "Well, wait a minute. I don't think, even in an agreement like that, you can give up a constitutional right to run for office." You're laughing because I already know the answer then. But
yeah.
To run for office, and that's in the state of California.
You're right. Yeah, that's crazy. You're right. You can't be contractually prevented from running for office, no more than contractually prevented from voting. Pretty crazy. In fact, it was a case law, I think it was out of Tennessee a long time ago, and it actually was forbidding clergy and ministers from running for office. And Supreme Court says, you can't do that. You can't prevent people from exercising something that they have a right to do under the Constitution because of their clergy so they have upheld the preventing people from voting who are convicted felons and say, okay, you've released that right, but that's crazy about the school board's limitations to run for office.
Well, that's what I said. I said, look, bottom line was that I know that even those non-compete clauses have been questioned and have lost. Anyway, be back in a few minutes. People, local for a lot more Brad Dacus when we return.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The rapid development of AI technology and tools could help mankind for the better, according to OpenAI CEO Sam Altman. But the ChatGPT mastermind says there needs to be government rules in place.
The U.S. government might consider a combination of licensing and testing requirements for development and release of AI models above a threshold of capabilities.
Experts and lawmakers have recently raised concerns about the fast-developing technology. President Biden canceling his upcoming visits to Australia and Papua New Guinea due to ongoing debt ceiling talks. The White House confirmed the news Tuesday, saying Biden informed Australia's prime minister he's postponing the trip. He also engaged with the prime minister of Papua New Guinea. Meantime, Biden will still travel to Japan Wednesday to participate in a G7 summit. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Be part of the solution. It's got to be the only way we win is you're part of the solution. You open your mouth, you push back, you fight back, and you make a difference. Brad Dacus joins me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, tell people how great PJI is and what they can do to help.
Yeah, we at Pacific Justice Institute are very unique in that we work hard to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road when it comes to any issues dealing with religious freedom, parental rights over their kids, or the sanctity of human life. We're unique also in that we have offices all over the country, and we don't just cherry-pick a few cases here and there. We have a huge ground game, more cases in litigation, more offices than any other organization. And we, like I said, we do it all without charge, and we're very efficient. We're CharityNavigators.com rates us number one. And they look at efficiency and transparency, integrity, and that's what we do. We have six offices in California alone, so we're leading the charge in defending religious freedom, parents' rights, things of life. If people want to keep up with our cases, they want to look at our resources, like our opt-out forms to protect kids, customized for all 50 states, or how to protect your kids from social workers, great article. They can get it all for free at our website. So they can sign up to get our Legal Insider newsletter, e-newsletter on our website at pji.org, pji.org. And they can also become a regular monthly supporter, one-time supporter as well on that same website, tax-deductible donation, pji.org.
Yep, head over there, people. You know, you always want to know what you can do to help out. You always want to know what you can, you know, what you can do to make things easier. And some of you aren't necessarily fighters, but you're senders, and a great way to do it is to send, you know, PJI in your stead, if you would. All right, got a lot of fun ones for you, Brad, or a few fun ones for you, anyhow. With all this now, what we're seeing in the Durham report, and I'm sure you've sunk your teeth deep into that. Can the Trumps of the world or what have you? Can they sue anybody on this? Can they go after the Department of Justice for malicious prosecution for all kinds of stuff? Because you're finding out that this has been fake, and the FBI knew it from day one.
Yeah, this is shocking. I did not think it would be this have this degree of stench of corruption here in the United States of America. You know, maybe in some other country somewhere, but not here in the United States.
Ukraine or something. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, like Ukraine. Yeah, tons of corruption, actually. But it was very, very surprising. And that's sort of a very important question, because we haven't historically ever had, the Department of Justice, the FBI, all of this working in such a manner that is a breach of the public trust, using their powers for political oppression, something like may be happening in Turkey right now, for example. You know, we just didn't expect that. So this is new territory. In the past, you'd say, well, the Department of Justice should move on. Well, they're not going to. They're part of it, the issue. They're part of the problem. The FBI, oh, that's right. That's the problem. It's very, very difficult to see how this could play out with regards to criminal prosecution. We need to have laws reform. We need to have greater transparency of both those branches, especially the Department of Justice. I think at the end of the day, the final resolve is going to be in 2024 with the voters saying enough is enough. We're tired of this corruption, among other things. We want to put someone in the White House that can clean house and help and people in the Senate and the House that are willing to reform and put the checks and balances for greater accountability and transparency and firmer protections to allow for criminal prosecution for those branches and people in those branches for breaching such trust.
My optimist friend. I mean, these are the same. Forgive me. I know some people get mad at me, but these are the same people that got Obama in there twice. That made Chicago even worse. Now, I mean, look at what he's got going. This the new mayor of Chicago actually compared the police officer that was recently shot, a 24-year-old female that was recently shot there, to thugs in the street that are shot by police officers. Did you see that?
No, I didn't, but I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
He's apparently even more extreme and way out off the into Never Never Land than the former Lightfoot Mayor Lightfoot. So I'm not surprised at all, unfortunately. And the people of Chicago, they're going to have to pay the price for it. Crime is going to flourish all the more. And, they voted for it. That's the only silver lining is we can say, well, at least they're getting what they voted for. And he was very upfront about who he was and what he wanted to do as pro-crime, pro-criminal positions. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people in Chicago going to pay the price for it.
Yeah, I know it's kind of cold-hearted, but, I'm at the point now where you go down, your crime goes up, you have more people die. I cannot have sympathy for you. You obviously didn't do your homework. The two choices you had, the other Democrat was more the middle-of-the-road kind of Democrat and was going to be tough on crime. You chose the man that basically told you he wasn't going to fight crime.
Yeah, it's Chicago's has become very dangerous. Los Angeles, we have, a district attorney that is a friend of crime, releases people, doesn't prosecute murderers. And we have the same in Oakland. We have it in St. Louis.
Yep.
There's a price people pay when they, elect officials that are openly against their protection and their defense and. That's one of those fundamental roles of government is to protect the people, to maintain law and order, and also to protect our borders from outside invasion. I think we see grotesque breaches of those of both of those in the last two years.
Oh, yeah. Lots of it, right? Let's switch gears to the Supreme Court right now and some of the things that they got going on. So Clarence Thomas is being... just being pounded on right now. And actually looking for the first time, Amy Comey Barrett, they're going after her as well. There's actually stories now coming up on how some of the people that wrote her, prominent people that wrote her letters of recommendation now are saying they're sorry they wrote them for her. They didn't think she was going to rule like this. And I'm saying to myself, she's not ruling, quote-unquote, like this. She's using the Constitution as the basis, not her feelings and not the feelings of the people who have signs outside of SCOTUS, right?
Right. She's brilliant. She is academically qualified, intellectually qualified. I can't say that about maybe some of the other justices. I'll be blunt. She is very bright, very intelligent, very brilliant, and her reasoning is premised upon the Constitution, original intent, strict construction. Those that are objecting are those who are doing so, who see the bench for as a political machine, pushing issues and agendas, not letting we the people to be able to make those decisions through our legislative bodies. Those who come out against her in that regard are implicating themselves, and shame on them. She's doing an absolutely fantastic job. Kavanaugh is as well. Neil Gorsuch is doing a great job. Of course, Thomas and Alito, fantastic. Roberts, he's disappointed a little more than I wish than I. But Neil Gorsuch, on one case in particular, was a little bit of a disappointment. But overall, we've got the best Supreme Court in my lifetime in terms of what they're supposed to be, which is protecting, respecting the original intent and strict construction of the United States Constitution for we the people. And that's one of the bright silver linings that we have today and amidst many other linings that can be very depressing.
Oh, I got a really good one for you now. Some school districts across the country have policies against either filming and or recording anything in a classroom. And actually, the state of California, it's against the law without the permission of the principal and the teacher, not one or the other, but both, to be able to film and or record in the classroom. I'll hit you with this on the other side of the break. Don't miss your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in a few minutes with Brad Dinkins.
This is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Basile, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, get informed. That's why I bring on the smart people, right? I don't, just because we have a mic doesn't mean we're, you know, extremely intelligent. It just means we got a mic. That's really it. Anyway, Brad Dacus joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, an organization that just works hard to make sure you maintain your parental rights in education and other places. Brad, again, thanks for being with me.
Thank you.
So, you know, I was talking to you a little bit during the break, but, you know, this is coming up more and more and more where kids are filming either you know, filming video, obviously, or recording via audio some of the nasties that are going on in the class. Now, a Missouri student has been suspended for doing that, even though what they caught was a geometry teacher using an N-word on the black kids all the time. So, I mean, does this fly in the face of a freedom of speech type of thing? Is this is there a First Amendment right to do this? I mean, help me understand how they would be able to suspend this child for doing something that was fairly right.
Yeah, I don't believe there's any case law at all stating that students have a constitutional right to audio or videotape their public school teacher during a lesson. Now, that said, nothing prevents states, responsible states, that are for parents' rights and accountability and protection of students to pass a law allowing students to do such taping, audio taping or videotaping. I think actually that would be very valuable. And in fact, if public schools want to improve enrollment, you know, they need to improve parental trust. And you improve parental trust by increasing your transparency. So, I mean, unless they have something to hide, which, by the way, they do, the school districts and the teachers' unions across America, but I was saying, unless they have something to hide, there's no reason for them to object to this, and states should, across the country, should pass laws empowering students to hold public school teachers and instructors accountable and force them to be transparent with regards to such recordings.
Yeah, I would think if somebody's doing something wrong, I mean, I've had it happen where I have presented something to the board in closed session, a legal issue, and I've been told, first question, where did you get that? Where did you get that information? And I always say the same thing. None of your business where I got it. We have an issue. We have a situation that needs to be dealt with. Now, how it was exposed should have no bearing on us trying to take care of it and fix it. Would it be off there, or would it be on?
Yeah, if you said, look, I'm not going to disclose where I got this. I would say that that they would be it'd be difficult for them to I think to find out, because you know oftentimes people provide information anonymously,
yep,
especially to public leaders like school board members. You know, I've heard of parents getting information, materials, you know, during the, for example, during the class test, CLAS test years ago, about 20 years ago, the state of California had this very controversial assessment test. It was psychological. It was just outrageous. And some very bold people slipped under our door copies of the information and the material. The state attorneys tried to have it, stricken, and we filed a lawsuit, and they said, you know, this is stricken, Your Honor. They shouldn't be able to have this information. This is private. And the judge said, well, I would like to examine it. I want that material provided for me to look at to see if it's in compliance with the state constitution. And they said, well, no, Your Honor, you're not allowed to look at it. And the judge, you just see his face turning red. And he says, I'm ordering you to provide me copies of this, and if you don't, I'll hold you in contempt. And needless to say, the judge ruled in our favor, and the class test was killed. It was never seen again after.
They actually said to the judge, sorry, judge, we're not going to give you what you want.
Yeah, she said only the state superintendent of public instruction and the Board of Education, they're the only ones that can look at this. They're the ones that, you know, and the judge just, that was a big mistake. I just kept my mouth shut and just watched their boat sink in the courtroom. The attorney for the representing the state, but that could be their mindset. Such grotesque elitism and the lack of accountability, even judicial accountability. We've seen that attempted, and that's why parents and others, we need to push for more transparency. Whether you're talking about public schools or the FBI. There's a critical need for restructuring and greater accountability and transparency in our country with our question.
God bless. I'm sorry. I'm having way too much fun with this. I think this is it's just hilarious. And you see it. You know, the Dems do it more than the Republicans do it. We're totally flying in the face of the judge and still doing what judges tell them not to do. They seem to feel like they have a right to do that. You know what I'm saying? On a regular basis. So
right, they feel that they're somehow right and they're above everything because they're so right that it doesn't matter. They're so correct, but no, they're under the law too, and that's why we have to civic justice work hard to make sure that everyone is under the law. We have equal justice under the law, and it's
so
getting, taking more and more work to do that.
Now, Brad, technically, the Supreme Court does not have a police department. They don't have an enforcement arm. Their enforcement arm is the executive branch, correct?
Correct.
All right. So when they put out there a mandate, an order, for instance, Joey B., you can't open the borders up. You cannot let these people in. you know, handing them those slips that maybe they can come back for a court date in 10 years. But yet they still do it. How do they stop that?
Yeah, well, the court has faced that before, and what they'll start doing is putting a tighter and tighter judgments, tighter restrictions, and then even implications against those persons, contempt of court proceedings. They can for those responsible for carrying out the orders and not, and it can result in them ordering them to be put behind bars.
Really?
In contempt of court. Yeah. So there are some, you know, heavy-handed moves and maneuvers. I know because I almost got put in contempt of court standing up for some parents, and said instead of the judge putting me behind bars, the judge was so angry she crossed the line and she says, I'm no longer biased. I have to recuse myself. She just walked out of the courtroom. So, you know, that's, I got close to it though, but I had to stand up for parents' rights. But, reality is courts could do that. And if they think someone's crossed the line, and is not, obeying an order or carrying out an order, they can, they do have some heavy tools to use in their toolbox. But I would never, I'll never forget historically, I think it was the Dwight D. Eisenhower, who was, you know, ordered by the court, to do something. And, he said, well, if that's what the court wants, let them enforce it. That attitude is, that's happened more than once in U.S. history. But as a general rule, even the President of the United States is, subject to our courts and the pronouncements of our courts.
Yeah, so again, that is one of the things that's always amazing to me where, you know, I'm doing a show now coming up on 15 years, and I look at what, you know, over the years when you've had Supreme Court rulings, you've had all kinds of rulings, and then you find out that it was never carried out, or it was, you know, here in Los Angeles, for instance, the judge ordered the clerk of courts here in Los Angeles to clean up the voter rolls. There were 1.6 million, or there was an organization that was able to prove that there were 1.6 million registered voters that shouldn't have been registered. They were dead, moved out of state, and that kind of stuff. So they were ordered to clean that up, and they were given, I don't know, a year to do it or what have you. They didn't remove one voter, not a one. And nothing really happened to that person. The judge ordered it again, and the thing pretty much has died away. I don't know how you enforce that. I mean, I don't know how you would enforce that.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah. And you're right. It's very, I'll just say it's very problematic, and we need more reforms.
Yeah. I agree with you. I just see those little push to get that done, you know?
Yeah, and the Supreme Court has actually left a tremendous autonomy to states when it comes to election matters, election rules, procedures. And, you know, that's some good things about it, but also it can make it difficult to end corruption and corrupt matters when you, when the Attorney General of the state and those elected officials and judges are all, you know, wink, wink, you know, approving it. It's very problematic. It's one of our flaws in our system of with regard to state autonomy over the election process. It does leave open, there's no back door for correction of corruption in some circumstances, right, like we have in California.
You mean in the United Soviet California? All right, real quick. PJI.org, PJI.org. Brad Vincus, God bless for what you're doing. Really appreciate what you got happening. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. You got me for the whole time. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back with me.